Thanks for tuning in to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. May the message be a blessing to you.
Today, I'm going to take some time just to look at a psalm that I think a great deal of. I love the book of Psalms. And Psalm 27, if you happen to have your Bible, if you'll turn to it, Psalm 27 is one of my favorites. And there's several things you can look at and pull out of Psalm 27. But the one thing I want to pull out today is something that we all face in this world today. And that's problems. Anybody here ever face a problem? Amen. We all do, don't we? But I want to speak to you today on when life's problems are overwhelming. When life's problems are overwhelming. Now, this is a Psalm of David, and it's a Psalm of David when he was really going through a problem. You see, David went from hero to fugitive. David went from the hero of Israel until suddenly the king became jealous of David. And because King Saul had not followed God's directions in his term as king, God was going to take the kingdom away from him. So I think Saul was always looking for who the successor would be. And certainly when David came along and he became so popular, Saul became jealous of him. And Saul wanted to kill David. So David is now in exile. He's fleeing for his life. Saul and his army perhaps is closing in on him. And in the midst of this, David begins to call upon God. And Psalm 27 is just a beautiful psalm there. I think this psalm was given to us not only to record what God did for David, but also to show us what to do when life's problems are overwhelming. So we're going to take just a little bit of time, look at this psalm, and just break it down and see what we need to be doing when we're faced with overwhelming problems in life. The first thing, we must first have the right mindset to deal with overwhelming problems. Think about it a moment. Got to have the right mindset if you're going to deal with overwhelming problems. Verse 1 starts it out. David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" What David is saying here, David's saying you got to have the right mindset. David's thought was more about God than the problem he faced. Now you think of that just for a moment. When you have a problem, a difficulty coming in your life, and it's just overwhelming to you, do you think more about God or do you tend to focus on the problem? You see, often what happens with us, we throw our hands up and say, "What am I going to do?" Well, see, that's the problem itself. What we have done, we've set our focus, our gaze on the problem, and maybe we might glance at God, but that's about it. But we come back and we gaze and we focus on the problem. So David is saying here, you got to have the right mindset. David thought first about God and his need for him. Listen to David in verse 1 when he says, "The Lord is my light." Now, why is that important? If you've got a problem that's really bothering you, it's an overwhelming problem. It darkens everything around you. Have you noticed that? The only thing you can think of, the only thing you can focus on is that problem. And when we go to God, God becomes our light. And light drives out darkness. God shows us what we must do, and then the good thing is he gives us the ability to do it. When God calls you, or when God shows you to do something, God will give you the ability to do it. Now, David also says, "He's my salvation." Now, he's not necessarily just talking about spiritual salvation, because I think we all would agree that David's spirit was right with God. I think, as we would say today, he was a saved individual. The word salvation in the Old Testament usually means deliverance. And David is saying, in the midst of this problem, Saul coming after him, wanting to take his life, if you can just place yourself where David was, realizing this king and an army wants to take your life, wants to kill you, and David is saying, "God is my salvation. He's my deliverance." And you know, God's still our deliverance today. Yes, He is our salvation, but He's still our deliverance today when we're faced with overwhelming problems. And somewhere along life, you'll be faced with some problems that will just overwhelm you if you try to face it in your own energy and your own strength. David goes on to say here that because that God is my deliverance, He is my strength, David says, of whom shall I be afraid? Should I be afraid of Saul and his army? No, not really. Why? Because God's with me. God's my deliverance. And we look at all this mess going on in our world today, and we've got a mess going on all across the world today. And it's so good to know that God's our deliverance, right? So good to know that God is our salvation. He is our strength. So during difficult times, ask yourself this question. What are you thinking about? What's your mindset? Is it just simply upon your problem and how you're going to get out of it and what you're going to do? Or have you started focusing on God? You brought it to God. You're trusting God. You're looking to God because He is your deliverance. Now, I want you to notice how that David goes on to say that during this time you need to proclaim your faith in God. And let's pick up in verse 2 if you're following in your Bible. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. The first thing David began was to remember God's past deliverance. And he acknowledged what God had done for him in the past. You know, in times of trouble, it serves us well to remember what God has done for us. You ever thought about that? You're facing a problem. It's very difficult. You don't know what you're going to do. It's so good to go back and just think of what God's done for you. And I'm sure there's not a person here today that could not go back in your life and just see how that God moved on your behalf at one time or another. God brought you through a difficult time, or God did something that you just stand back and say, wow, God just brought a miracle into my life. It's good to remember what God has done for you. And as a result, David expressed his confidence in God. He said, my heart shall not fear. I'm not going to be afraid, he said. I know what God has done in the past. I'm sure David remembered when he went out against the giant Goliath and God gave the victory. I'm sure he remembered every time he went into battle against the Philistines and God gave him the victory. Perhaps even he went back to, as a young shepherd boy, the times that he was faced, perhaps with danger from wild animals and everything, how that God had taken care of him. And David says, my heart shall not fear. Why? Because his confidence is in God. So when trouble comes our way, what we need to do, we do need to remember what God has done for us in the past. Then David's problems caused him to want to just be close to God. If you look at verse 4, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. This is one thing, he says, I want from God, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. David said, you know what I want to do? Now this is interesting. Here Saul's coming after him with the army to kill him. You know, David says, you know what I want to do? He said, I want to worship God. Have you ever in the midst of trouble, when life's problems were absolutely overwhelming, have you ever just paused and said, you know, I want to worship God. I want to praise God. I want to exalt the name of Almighty God. David says, one thing I really want to do, I want to dwell in the house in the presence of Almighty God. He said, I want to see the beauty of God. The word beauty there means delightfulness. Delightfulness. David is saying, I want to delight in the Lord all the days of my life. Not just when things are going well. Not just when your bank account's in good shape, your health is right, your family's in good shape, but also when things are troublesome. you have some problems that absolutely overwhelm you. David says, I'm going to delight in the Lord. And folks, when you get alone with God and you draw close to God, you're going to find that that's a delightful position. You can delight in the Lord. Then David goes on to affirm his confidence in God. In verse 5, he says, you know, he will hide me in his pavilion. The word hide there means protect. David did not doubt that God would protect him. He believed that. Now listen to what God said to David. Look at verse 8 if you're following with me. In verse 8 he said, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You know, there's one thing that God always says, I believe, when we have problems, we bring them to him. I think God says, seek my face. That means he's saying, seek me. Don't seek something else, seek me. Bring it to me. Cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. That's what God tells us. And in his presence, we're giving peace. We're giving love. We're giving power. But most of all, we're giving grace. David responded with the one thing that we can do. He said, Lord, thy face I will seek. In other words, I'm going to seek your presence. What comfort and assurance. God is with you, and you're walking with him, and he's going to see you through. Now, let's look at the results of David's life after he listened to God and sought the presence of God. Let's look at the last two verses, verse 13 and 14. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. David says, without the presence of God and the faith that he gave me, I would have given up. I would have lost heart. David said, I would have fainted. That means he would have just said, that's it, I can't do it. I give up. And that's exactly where our enemy wants us to be, at a point where we just give up. Because you see, more than giving up on ourselves and our ability, because that's sometimes somewhat limited, we've given up on God, and that's tragic. David said, unless the Lord had not been with me, I would have given up. Then he goes on to say, I believe that I would see the work of God on my behalf during this life. And you know, sometimes we Christians get so heavenly minded, that's all we think of is heaven. Praise the Lord for heaven. I believe in it, don't you? Looking forward to going there, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have a life and more abundantly. He wants us to have an abundant life right here, right now. David, I think, realized the joy of that when he said, I believed I'd see God working in my life right here on this earth right now in my lifetime. And he's always working for us, isn't he? David closes this psalm with divine instruction for us when we face life's problems. If you look at verse 14, he just simply says, wait on the Lord. That's a problem we have sometimes. See, we don't need to panic and rush out there and get in front of God. Maybe God didn't answer our prayers quick as we thought, so we said, well, I guess that's it. I just need to take care of it myself. And I don't know about you, but I always make a mess when I do that. Remember, our faith is shown when we wait upon God. During this time, David says, be courageous. And that doesn't mean that you got to muster up your courage. That just means our courage is in God, right? I believe God's going to take care of it. I trust God. My courage is in him. Remember, also, David says, God will strengthen you. He'll help you face whatever's coming your way. But we got to trust God enough to wait on him. That is one of the greatest acts of faith that you can show, is when you simply stand back and say, I've turned it over to God. I don't know the answer, but I'm trusting God. I can trust God. We must trust God enough to wait on him. The question for us today is, are you trusting God with life's problems? Oh, you'll have problems. Are you trusting God with them? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much today that you care for us like you do. And you've told us to bring our cares, our concerns to you. And you've reminded us that you care for us. We know we can trust you. We know we can bring life's problems to you. And we know that we can wait on you because your timing is always perfect. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us during times of trouble to focus on you and not so much on the problem. Because as David says, you will deliver us. Thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.